If you would, let's go ahead and turn back to Hebrews 11. I just want to kind of finish up there. But the subject's still the same, faith. And I'll just read verse 13 for reference. Hebrews 11, verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Now, as I said last week, and the week before, and the week before that, salvation does not come from believing. Believing comes from faith. Believing comes from salvation. Believing is a gift of God. It comes from faith. In this chapter here, we have the faith of God's elect shown to us. This is not the story of people who are working for their salvation. This is not the story of anyone who did work for their salvation. Although I've heard that preached from here and many other places. Paul wrote, quoting David, "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." But as Walter and I were talking, and others outside in between services, he did point something out. And I thought, you know, that's pretty good, so I'll put it in. Well, you know what they say, when better ideas are had, I'll use them. This chapter is full of work. I believe in works. I believe in good works. Everyone listed in this chapter did believe, but also they did offer. They did move with fear. They did work. They did love. They did strive. Faith is the source of the people of God believing, but faith is also the source of our works. It comes from God. Everything in this chapter is because of the faith of Jesus Christ. But everything about the faith of Jesus Christ has results for every one of his people. Because everything in this chapter manifests, shows forth that these people believed. All of these listed in Hebrews 11 were given faith. And that faith brought forth results in two ways. They believed and they worked. Abel believed and offered a more excellent sacrifice. Noah believed God and built an ark. For 120 years, he built an ark because of the faith of God. Abraham believed God and went out of Ur of the Chaldees. Moses believed and he did many things. They're listed in here. Rahab believed and received the spies and lied to her own countrymen about, no, I ain't seen them. They went that away. Don't know who they are, haven't seen anybody, but they went that way. She did that by faith. She received the spies of the people of God. They show us their faith by their works. They're not showing God their faith by their works. They show us their faith by their works. And they do work. Their works are a part of their believing. Works are not for salvation. Believing is not for salvation. But believing and working are because of salvation. And Walter, I went over about 3 pages here to James chapter 2, because I think this is part of what he's saying. James chapter 2, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead. Being alone. Yeah, James chapter 2, that's verse 17. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Because the faith of God's elect, the faith of Jesus Christ, is never without works. Yes, we believe. But yes, we do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. James is saying that faith, if it doesn't have works, is not the faith of God's elect. That's what he's saying. And that's what Hebrews 11 shows. The faith of God's elect has results every time. James says that we show each other, believers, the faith. Now, by our works. Believers are not showing Christ their works, or not trying to show anybody as far as for approval from God. The scripture expressly teaches against works for salvation. However, the scripture also expressly teaches works because of salvation. And believing is a work. It's a good work. But there's more. Christ works in his converted people both to will and to do of his good pleasure. There are no works for salvation, but there are many works because of salvation. And that's what Paul wrote in Ephesians 2. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And he didn't even stop there. Which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. There is stuff for us to do. Now, generally, I will tell you this, it's not what the world thinks works are. Okay? You understand, the world looked at Noah building that ark, they thought he was an idiot. He hammered on that thing for 120 years. Telling them it's going to rain and God's going to kill everybody on the earth. And nobody believed him. You know why? Because God didn't give them faith. The only reason Noah believed was because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God gave him faith and Noah acted. Works are a result of faith just as much as believing is. Now, like I said, we have this list in Hebrews 11, but I'm not going to go out and kill a lamb like Abel did, because the Lamb of God has come.
Yeah. Right.
Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. I don't need to offer him lamb. I'm not going to offer a son as Abraham did, because the Son of God came. That was a picture, that was a type. And it was valid. And it is part of what they have a tendency to call the progressive revelation of Scripture, where you get a little bit here, a little bit there, and as you go on, you get a bigger picture. And the reason it is in stages is because that's the only way we can handle it. We can't take it in one lump sum. Christ boiled the Ten Commandments down to two, and we can't do them. But people are so head up about putting the Ten Commandments on the wall, just put two. You can't do them either. They're there to show us our guilt, our failure, even after he has given us faith. Actually, only after he's given us faith. Because before that, we're dumb enough to think we're keeping them. These all I've kept from my youth, Lord. He thought he had. Now, he went away sorrowful. Most people don't. They go away self-righteously. I don't need to build an ark as Noah did. It rained every day in July, I think. Rain's not a new thing anymore. And it's raining now in Colorado. They don't need an ark. They need to get to high ground. I'm not going to build an ark. I'm not going to build a mercy seat. I've got an ark and a mercy seat. Right now, he's seated. Seated. One of these days, I'll get that right. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And the propitiation has been made. The redemption has been made. The offering has been made. And the offering has been accepted by God. The redemption's done. He's got some more stuff to do later, and he will. But I don't need, and you don't need, types anymore. But that's what these people had, and that's what these people did. And it's for our example. It wasn't to prove anything to God. It was because of God, because of faith given. Our works now is to follow the commandment of Jesus Christ himself. We are to love one another. That's a good work. We are to love the brethren. And that's actually the context of what James was talking about. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you don't give them anything. You give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? We are, and I don't mean to be exclusionary. Well, yeah, I do, because God is. We are to take care of our own.
Yes.
That's what it says. That's what James is talking about. You don't say, be ye warm, be filled, and see you later. Have a nice day. I can get that at the grocery store. We love the brethren. That's a good work. And that's the work of God. Because I know sometimes I can be pretty unlovable, and please do not ask my wife about that. Yeah, I know. She's making a face at me. I can be. And since I said that, I can say that about you now. You know that. There are times anybody can be pretty unlovable. But we are to love the brethren in Christ and to help the brethren in Christ. We are to comfort each other with his words. Because my words aren't much of a comfort. My words have no power. His word has power. We are to speak about him, to teach about him, and we are to learn about him. The faith of Jesus Christ results in beliefs belief and works, both. The faith of God is perfect. My works still aren't. But the faith is perfect. It always has the desired result. In the Old Testament it says that my word has gone forth. It shall accomplish that for which I sent it. Now if he said he's going to give his people faith, and he said that we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works that he's ordained that we should walk in them, we're going to walk in them. That's a promise. And his word does not go forth and will not be voided by any man. Coming past the church that Earl built, Jesus is the key to heaven. Faith unlocks the door. And Deb and I were talking about that, saying, what in the world are they talking about? Well, Jesus is the key. He's in the lock. So everything's set. All you got to do is turn it. Faith is his gift. They think everybody's got faith, and all you got to do is turn something, and you're in. No, all you need is a miracle. All you need is life from the dead. Life to the dead, excuse me. Life to the dead and faith from God. All men have not faith. But that's not the way the world looks at it. Right after Hebrews 11, you go to Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And you can leave the hour out. The author and finisher of faith. Noun. For who the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And I'm just going to stop there. Because I've told you that God's gift of faith is just like all of his gifts. It's perfect. Faith comes down from above, from the Father of lights, and the faith of God's elect was created by and finished by our Lord Jesus Christ. It's called the faith of Jesus Christ for a reason. He's the author and the finisher of faith. And all men have not faith. No matter what anyone says, God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Look at the context. It's not all men without exception. But where Paul's talking about all men have not faith, the context of that is persecution of believers. And believers are persecuted, but people who have faith are persecuted by those who don't have faith. Marvel not, brethren, if the world hates you. It hated me before it hated you. And yes, it does hate you, because they have not faith. Oh yeah, there's a passion there. They faithfully hate you, David. But it's not the faith of God's elect. They'll fight you over doctrine in an Arminian church. Been there, done that. Don't really want a t-shirt. they won't have the Christ of the Bible to reign over them. They won't have the truth of His Word. Why? Because they don't have the faith that Jesus Christ created and finished. It's perfect faith. It's perfect. You look back to chapter 4 where he says they wouldn't have it. The gospel, for unto them was the gospel preached, unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. This is the faith we're talking about. The faith that Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of. That's the faith that Paul was talking about in Ephesians. By grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's of Jesus Christ. It's perfect. He made it. He doesn't make bad things to give us. And He gave it, gives it to His people. And His people, those that are converted, have it. Those that have been regenerated and converted, they have this perfect faith. And because of this perfect faith, we believe and we work. His people are willing in the day of His power. And they willingly believe the holy and perfect Son of God who loved Him, who loved us and gave Himself for us. And the last thing, where I said faith and believing and works, but faith and believing are sequential. But also, I want to throw in this one last thing. Faith and believing are both necessary. Now, there is a minority out there who teach election for election's sake without any results, and you'll just find up, die, and wind up in heaven. As it, you're elect, you're there, but you never believed, you never came to the knowledge of truth, you never knew Christ. That's a lie. Just as bad as an Arminian lie. I believe in the election of God, but I believe the elect have obtained it, and are obtaining it, and will obtain it, because He's promised to give this. But John chapter 8, in verse 23, and He said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am, He's interpolated, if you want. If ye believe not that I am, ye shall die in your sins. Then they said unto Him, who art thou? He told them they were from beneath. They didn't know. But He also told them, if you believe not, you're going to die in your sins. And they said unto Him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. You must believe that I am. And if you do not believe that I am Lord, I am God, you shall die in your sins. Those are Christ's words, not mine. Faith and believing are necessary. They're promised. He provides for his people. Christ spoke to them and told them this, and they still asked, "Who are you?" Christ told that to the Samaritan woman. He said, if you knew the gift of God, you'd ask. And who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, and thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Well, she did ask. And I believe he gave. These fellows didn't. If these men knew Christ, he would have given them more. They didn't know because it was not given to them, at least at this time, to know who Jesus Christ is. Now, I can't say stuff like that. But I can read the words of Christ and say that if you believe not, you'll die in your sins. Believing is necessary. He provides it for his people. He's provided the gospel for his people. He provided in the Old Testament. He's provided when he was here. And he's providing now. And he shall provide in the future. There are things coming in the future. But nothing's coming without Christ. No one is ever saved without knowing Christ. He reveals himself to his sheep. He calls them by name and they follow him because they know his voice. He gives it and we have it. But these had not been given faith, so they didn't know. Faith and believing are sequential, but faith and believing are also necessary, but faith and believing do follow. Believing does follow, just like works. Believing is a work that he has ordained for his people. Before ordained for his people. Actually, from before the foundation of the world. It's his faith. It's perfect. And he gives it to his people. And they believe. And they work. And they love the brethren. The family of God. That's what we are. Family. It's amazing to me. I worry about myself. I gotta quit. Because sometimes I feel, and I know you're not supposed to pay that much attention to your feelings. But no, I don't want to talk them out either. But sometimes I can feel awfully cold-blooded at times, like, I want somebody dead. And see, people laugh when you say stuff like that. And I can do it, and I can be as dead serious as I am. It ain't a joke. But it is funny in some ways, but it's not a joke. It's real. But it's entirely flesh. It's selfish of me. It is. Because the reason I want somebody dead is so they'll quit bothering me. Or bothering someone I love. Or just generally taking up space that I could use for something else. I need the air later. I might need it. The way the pollution's going. But I do. I mean, it bothers me sometimes. But I see that as an improvement. Sometimes in times past, long before I knew God, it didn't bother me. I didn't worry about it then. I just wanted them dead. And sometimes only the fear of the policeman stopped me. I didn't want to get caught. I didn't want to end up where Walter works. And him come in here and talk about me.
I would.
You would too. That's exactly right. I know. It's in me. But also in me, I have the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And that makes everything better. And I thank Him for it. For His faith. Our Father, we do thank You for the faith of Jesus Christ. But also for our believing, our works, our love, every gift of the Spirit You have given us. Thank You. We don't deserve it, but You've promised it and You've given it, and You will continue. And we thank You in Christ's name.